Hey everyone, audio people, video people alike, I think our two races can live in peace. Enough of this fighting, audio people and video people. I know there's a great rivalry between you, an active, what the hell is it? There's a word, I always blank, maybe it's the pressure of a live sowed, adversarial relationship you guys have. I don't know what that is. This will be my personal therapy session. I have some mental thing with names, and I don't know if this is applying to the current sode of, you know, my brain tricking me. What happens is I know things, but then when I try to access that information in my brain on the spot, my brain hides it from me. Like, it's not that big of a problem, but with names, it's a really big deal, and I think it has to do with, like, I'm always afraid I'm going to not know someone's name, I guess. So I like, seriously, my brain just hides the information. I could have said someone's name 2 million times, but then if I need to remember it on a specific time, something happens and just leaves me. It's really weird. But anyway, I don't know if that's what just happened there. But an adversarial relationship you guys have, you feuding, I know, the listeners, this is a big part of your life. You post on each other's, you know, Facebooks, you're like, no, listening's better. No, watching's better. Yeah, I know, it's a huge thing. But anyway, I think our two races can get along. I guess I'm not part of your races, so maybe I hate both of you guys. I don't know. No. I don't know why I'm making all this stuff up. Let's see. We're on episode 79, and we are on, if I can access it on the internet here, 1 Kings chapter 9. We're going to go chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11. And let's see, is there anything I should... Oh yeah, here's what I should say. I went on the digression sessions, I believe I mentioned it last week. Talked some major shit on their podcast. And they totally, or at least one of them, I can't remember. Now, see, this thing's happening with my name thing. I think just Mike listens/ maybe watches the show, I don't know. I'm not sure about the other guy. Or maybe I have it wrong. That'd be funny. Either way, they're both cool guys. I don't know. Honestly, they sound too similar. That's the one thing, you guys. I know one of them's listening right now. I don't know which one. They sound too similar, so I can't tell. Like, they're both funny, and they both sound the same. Maybe if I listen a lot more, which I plan on keep listening. Their show's really good. Maybe I'll be able to tell them apart better. But, like, they both have a deep kind of similar style of voice, so I just have, you know, I don't know. But anyway, one of them's a big fan, I think. But anyway, I went on the digression sessions. Quick digression from the digression sessions, and it was fun, but Skype kind of messed it up. It sucks. I don't know if it was my connection was wonky or their connection was wonky, but Skype just was giving me a hell of a time. And so I hope it turned out well. I sent them my audio so that you'll probably hear, if you listen to it, you'll probably hear a bunch of me saying stuff and them not hearing it. So I don't know. I still had a good time and I think there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of funny jokes. So I don't know. So check that out. Digression Sessions podcast. I should be on the next episode. I think it should be within the week. They didn't really tell me when they're putting it out, but it'd be funny if they just wait till like next year. They're so backed up. They got like tons of guests they already talked to. Anyway, so that's an announcement. As usual, no, there's no as usual. I guess as usual, check out the Facebook, which if you're here, then you, hey, what's up, guys? So there's some people watching. Oh, I have a cat request. Hey, Mr. Kitty. Oh, that's so funny. He's just crawling out from under his little rock. Not really. Oh, he knows I'm talking about him. He just perked up. He likes to sleep under the coffee table. Cats are so awesome. Should I do 25 minutes on cats? I just honestly, okay, here's my bit. Since I don't have this podcast, you guys, all my listeners are going to leave me, but I'm going to do a quick bit on cats and dogs. I was thinking the other day, if you told just a random person, just any person, if I told you, let's say you, let's include you on this. Anyone who's listening to me. If I said, like, hey, if I built a robot for you that was, like, soft and kind of cuddly and was just designed to love you, like, I'm going to build you a robot. It's going to be designed to just unconditionally love you. Would you want it? And I feel like most people would be like, no, I don't really want a robot. But really, that's all a dog is. Like, I don't. I'm. People are gonna hate me for this, but I don't hate dogs. But they're just. They've just been. They've evolved. We've conditioned them to just love the shit out of us, and then we give them food, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? So like, whereas the cats, they just put up with us, and they like. I mean, yeah, we feed them or whatever, but I don't know. Whichever you like, that's fine. But I have just more respect for cats. You know, like. They're just like, yeah, whatever, feed me, you know, and, you know, you feed me, like, screw you, like, I might cuddle with you, I might not, I don't care, like, whatever. You know, they just have this attitude of, like, they don't need you, which, like, I half hate, but I half respect, you know, it's like, god damn, I respect my cat. Okay, I've got two cat requests, so I'm gonna go try to get them. Kitty, come here, boy, come here. He never does anything I want. All right, that's not going to work, and it's going to make for a horrible podcast. I've been, can you believe there are people listening that are going to have gone through all this? All right, I better get to the show. The cat might come over at some point during, if I keep scratching at the couch like this, just the whole time, he might come over and investigate. No. Okay, let's start with the reading. Chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house. Let me just make sure I'm on KJV, right? King James. Yeah. Okay. I've been messing with some different editions here, and I'm still on the KJV because it would be hard for me to change. Like, it would hurt my obsessive compulsiveness to change editions partway through this podcast. That would be rough. But you know what I might do? I might put it to a vote and see if people want me to just change to like the NIV or something, just so it's easier to understand. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. That's going to be hard to change this late in the show, but I don't know. Maybe it's better. So, Solomon finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do. That the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house. That was the prayer we talked about last time. My whole thing about them just, you know, talking anyway, I don't want to get back into that, but that was his prayer. I guess the Lord got back to him a few years later and was like, hey, I heard that prayer. I just got around. There's a big delay, prayer delay. It just came by the, you know, I just got it on my television. I don't know how God receives prayers, but it takes a while to beam through space and all that. But yeah, just got your prayer. I've considered it. I like your terms and, I'll do it. Let's do it. Let's do business. That's what God's saying here. Yeah, get the cat. Cat. All right. You know what I should have done? I should bring a cat toy to each sode and just have him ready. Come here, boy. Stop not doing. Okay, don't come here. Never come. Under no condition should you come here. Cat. You know what I really don't. You know what I would hate right now, cat? If you just sat there and looked at me, just sat there with your big dumb face and just stared at me and left me on the hook. While my viewers are trying to see the cat. We are, why are you asking what Samuel? We're on Kings, First Kings. What are you talking about, Scuba's PV? Anyway, somebody asked what book we were on. I just said that. Kings, you know, all you podcast listeners can tell that I just said that. This time dilation thing is going nuts. Anyway, okay. God received his prayer and he's saying, yeah, whatever. If thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not be fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which have hallowed for my name, which I have hallowed for my name, and I will cast out my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. Or your children. Why? I have a note that doesn't make sense. Okay, skip that. And this house which is high, and everyone that passes by shall be astonished and shall hiss and shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon this evil. So he's saying if he doesn't follow him, if Solomon doesn't follow him, then he's going to destroy everything. He's going to destroy this big house that Solomon built. And whenever anyone walks by and asks, what happened to this great house? You know, they're going to say, well, I'll tell you what happened. I don't know if God's going to keep people on payroll to just kind of stand next to the rubble, you know, just like waiting. Like waiting for someone to, you know, ask him, like, you know, what happened to this house? So occasionally someone will say, like, what happened to the mouse? And they'll be like, did you say what happened to this house? Because I could tell you. I'm here to tell you that. They'll be like, nah, I'm talking about something else. You know, they'll be just jumping. A bunch of bored people just standing there. But anyway, God's going to hire those people. He's going to pay them to just, whenever anyone asks what happened to this house, they're going to say, oh, funny you should ask. This house was of Solomon, and you know he disobeyed, and so God destroyed it. And that'll happen once or twice a year, and then the rest of the time they'll just be standing there. But they should, you know what they should do is get one of those spinning signs. God should just hire someone to have a spinning sign to, you know, toss it up, and it'll say, like, it'll have the whole explanation, but it'll be way too small. No one will be able to read it. But at the same time, no one will be moving very fast because it's, you know, pre any kind of transportation that's not donkey related, really. So, as you're walking, I bet back in the day, those spinning signs would have worked because you're just kind of strolling along at 1 or 2 miles an hour and someone's spinning a sign that has like a mountain of text on it. You're probably like, stop and consider it for a bit. It said, like, this house was once, yeah, Solomon's, but now it's destroyed. So that's what he should do. Anyway, so that's what God's saying. And then there's these little, like, titles to, I don't know what the proper word is. There's these little headings now in the text. I don't know if that was always there and I didn't notice it. I don't think so. It says, cities given to Hiram. I guess each book, really, or each couple books has a new author. So maybe this is something another author did. Okay, and it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, parentheses, now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire, end parentheses, that then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee, and Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him. And they pleased him not. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. 60. What do you mean, what happened? What's going on, Scuba's PV? Why are you asking irrelevant, weird questions? Come on. I mean, I don't want to discourage anyone from viewing, but I don't get it. What are you getting at? I can't really answer that what happened question. Unless you mean to me in my life, like what happened to me. Are you saying, Scuba, are you saying that it locked out for you? It seems like it's still working for me, so. Any other viewers, if you're there, can you respond and say if you still see the... Sorry, audio listeners, I can't really stop this, sorry. Any other viewers, can you comment if you're still... Did you miss some episodes? Can you comment if the video is still working for you? Because it looks like it's not working for that guy. I just want to make sure it's working for everyone. Okay. Mr. Cat, Mr. Kitty, still doing what he does. He's still sitting there, and I try to get his attention, and he goes, like, so he's sleeping. Oh, okay, you listeners, this is incentive to watch. Here's my impression of the cat. So he's sleeping like this, right? And then I say, hey, Kitty, and he goes, like, that's all he did. Like, I'll be saying, like, hey, Kitty, come over here, come on, you know, I'll give you food, I'll give you $1 million, and he's like, I'm going to sleep, you know, anyway. You sleep all day, Cat. This is your one chance at stardom. This is your one chance to do something, to really make something of yourself. No, he doesn't. No, he just, I love how cats have that ability to just, like, they just kind of look at you. You can tell them anything you want, and they're just, okay. And then after a while, they realize you're not giving them food, and then they turn away. Anyway. Okay, I hope I'm still broadcasting. We'll see. Yeah, so this is a weird part. What just happened is that Solomon gave 20 cities to Hiram, this guy Hiram, who's the, I think he's the Egyptian pharaoh, I think, or, oh, no, sorry, the king of Tyre. Oh, yeah, yeah. The King of Tyre who gave Solomon wood. gave Solomon wood. and how does he repay him? By giving him 20 cities. This is a really random part of this book that I didn't get. He gives him 20 cities, and the guy says, Hiram came and saw the cities, and he's like, these are shit. Yeah, exactly. Oh, Hippocampus, you're following along. I appreciate it. Thank you. Following along better than I am. You explain to the people. No. And he comes out, and he says, like, what are these crap cities? And that's it. And then it says Hiram sent him more gold. That's... Oh, someone's calling. I can't... Shit. Getting a call. That never happens. And then he sends him more gold. I don't... And then that's it. And then it moves on. Isn't that... Okay. So isn't that a really odd part of a book? Let me just say, if you folks who are smarter than the people who wrote the Bible, by far, if you were writing a book, would you write a little tiny... This is just a paragraph. It's like maybe five sentences. A story about the king that says, the king gave Hiram 20 cities. Hiram didn't like the cities. He came to the cities and said, what are these cities? This is literally, I'm pretty much paraphrasing exactly what it is. And he said, what are the cities? And there's no, it doesn't even let Solomon respond. Solomon doesn't respond. It just, what are these cities? And then he named them the land of Kabul. And then he sent him Solomon more gold. End of story. That is the end of that story. That's it. It moves on. There's nothing, like, I looked through this four times to try to make sure I wasn't missing something. Like, that's the end of that story. Like, cool story, Bible. No. Sorry, Scuba. I apologize that you can't watch this, but whatever. And so, yeah, we're moving on. That's that story. Isn't that a great story? Like, what the hell? What is going on? And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised for to build the house of the Lord and his own house and Millo, the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor and Megiddo and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer, burnt it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth-horon, the nether, and Baaleth and Tadmor in the wilderness, in the land, and all the cities of the store that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion, and all the people that were left of the Amorites and the Hittites and Perizzites and the Hivites and Jebusites, which were not the children of Israel. Their children that were left of after them in the land, whom the children of Israel were also not able to utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were the men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and his rulers of chariots and horsemen. So basically, he enslaved some people, made them do some stuff, but the Israelites he didn't enslave, he let them be in charge of stuff. It's, I don't know, nothing there, really. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then he did build Millo. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar, which he built unto the Lord. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to the King Solomon. Nothing really going on here. It's kind of boring. That's the end of that first chapter. This one has a little... heading, the Queen of Sheba. I feel like I know someone who named their cat the Queen of Sheba, now that I think about it, which is kind of funny. I don't know why I just thought of that. Doesn't really make any sense, but... And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and with much gold, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon... she communed with him all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cup builders, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand to..." This is a bunch of propaganda, I guess. I don't really know what the point is. "Happy are the men told not. Thy wisdom exceedeth. Happy are the men..." Where was it? "Which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, to set thee..." "To set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore he made thee king, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, precious stones. And there came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to Solomon. So, yeah, the queen of Sheba visits, and she had heard rumors about how great he was. And so she asked some questions. Doesn't say what. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that have been nice to hear what those questions were? Like, if she asked, like, "What's an atom? You know, what's a... How does the, you know, nucleus, you know, what force holds the electrons around the nucleus?" You know, just stuff like that. I'm sure that's what she asked him. You know, I'm sure that's what it is. But they didn't write it down, so we don't know, you know? I'm sure she asked him, like, what, I don't know, what's a horse? A horse. I don't know. what crappy questions could she have asked him that he answered, really? I don't know. All right, cat. Cat? All right, let's see if we can do this here. Okay. Oh, I got him. He was so confused. Oh, look at this kitty. Oh, look at this. Okay, cat, you want to read the next part? You want to read the next part, Mr. Kitty? All right, let's get you in camera. Oh, Mr. Kitty. You a little camera shy? There he is. Oh, there he is. Oh, he looks a little evil right now. Well, he is pretty evil. All right, cat request fulfilled. All right, Mr. Cat. Read the next part for me, will you? Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. All right. Oh, no, I clicked on something. Where am I? Okay. All right. We're on verse 11 here of 1 Kings 10, chapter 10. "And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of almug trees pillars..." the cute kitty. He reached up. I know, yeah, he really is cute. Like, what is it with cats? It's just anything they do is funny slash cute. Although, okay, for any of you cat enthusiasts, do we have any cat physicians, veterinarians out there? Because my cat, he's just really, I barely feed him. He's got this fat pouch. Look at that. This is highly embarrassing for him. He's just got this fat pouch. I've been trying to work it off him. Do all cats have that fat pouch? Is that normal? It's disgusting. Like, I want to have more respect for him, but... He's got this little fat pouch, Mr. Kitty. I don't know. Anyway, someone look that up. Do all cats have that fat pouch? Can I get rid of it? He's only a year old. So is that what it is? Like, do they grow out of it or does it get bigger? Bigger fat pouch. Anyway, these are the burning questions that all my Bible listeners want answered. Okay, and the King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now this is another weird thing, because there's another heading, it says Solomon's riches. So now we're going to learn about Solomon's riches. And then there's a little link to 2 Chronicles 1, sorry, I keep bumping the mic. 2 Chronicles 1 through 1:14 through 17. So that, I guess this is, I hope we don't get to Chronicles and then it's the same freaking crap we've read here. You know, I'm hoping Chronicles is going to be like, it's going to be the Chronicles of Narnia, I'm guessing. It's going to be the first few books of the Chronicles of Narnia. You know, it's really weird that he hasn't started whining yet. I guess there's enough going on that he's not whining, because usually he really starts whining once he's being held against his will. But, yeah. All right, Mr. Cat. Watch, we're on TV. We're on TV, look. You can't. We're being broadcast in front of millions. Okay. Solomon's riches. I know you're all dying to know about Solomon's riches. Now, the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Beside that, he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of his country. So people just send him gold. I don't know why, because he's Solomon, you know. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pound of gold. Cat, so freaked out. 3 pound of gold. Cat, where was I? 3 pound of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were stays on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and he drank molten gold out of them, and he died very quickly. It was very short-lived reign of gold, but there you have it. He was dedicated to gold. He was gold member. Solomon is gold member. I love gold, Mr. Pout. You know, I haven't seen that movie since it came out, and as you start to get old, which I'm not old, but I'm 26, turning 27, it's weird how things, and I never understood this when I was a kid. Yeah, I'm sure some of the old folk will say I'm still a kid, which I guess. But it's weird that things happened a second ago, but they're 10 years ago. You know, like, how does that... I don't know. It's weird how that happens, because I remember Goldmember. I haven't seen it since it came out. I still feel like it's a new movie, you know? It's like 2003. 10 years, literally 10 years old. Anyway. Mr. Cat, where was I again? I keep losing my spot, and you got to keep track of it, okay? Oh, so the stream's not working for someone else? How can that be my fault, though? Because I'm broadcasting to... Is it my fault? It probably is. But it's working for some people, right? Do I need to reduce my quality, possibly? I'll try to reduce the video quality. That's audio quality. I hope that doesn't, like, destroy it and make it crap. There, I just reduced it by half. So tell me, anyone there, can you just tell me if that's like ruining it or making it better? I think that did it, right? Whatever. Let me know, guys. Okay. Server monitor. Oh, okay. I just reduced the... Yeah, it does look crappy. So maybe if I... The crappiness, that'll help for people. Wow, that does... I hate that, though. Yeah, that's much better. Nah, I hate that. What do you think? Whatever. All right, it's working for some people. That means it's not my fault. Screw it. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry it's not working for everyone. Oh, he's licking my thumb. Did you see that? He's such a kitty. All right, boy, where was I? And he made three... No, I read that. All drinking vessels for the king had to see. Okay, and none were of silver, for nothing accounted of it in the days of Solomon. So he's saying, like, he had a bunch of gold. Yeah, I know. Hippocampus, I just moved it back because I hate that. Screw that. I'm not going to do that. If it works for you, then you're my only viewer that I care about because you're responding to me and it works for you. So you're viewer numero uno in my book currently. So the last sentence just said, like, they had a bunch of gold and they didn't have silver because silver was kind of crap back then. No one cared about it. He just sneezed. Oh, you heard it, but I bet you didn't see it. Oh, you could or you sneezed. Oh, you could. You just anything they do. Oh, you kitty. You're a kitty. And then you like, I like to just say what they do. You know, that's the best thing. Like, oh, you're a kitty and you sneezed. Yes, you are. You're a little kitty and you sneezed. Yeah, look at this kitty. Look at this kitty. Wow. He's not that miserable. That's just me changing the shape of his face. Look at his face. See, audio listeners. And I love how I talk more toward the mic when I'm talking to them like that, like it matters. Anyway. You guys, you're missing out. All right, I'm holding the kitty. You know what? All right, he hasn't meowed, but I'm going to let him go. All right, say goodbye. Now he's really struggling. All right, say goodbye, Mr. Cat. Say goodbye. All right. I'm sorry that it's not working for everyone, the video. I apologize. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I mean, I can make it shit quality, but then it's shit quality. It's working for one guy, so maybe your connection sucks, or maybe something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to move on. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for witches and wisdom, for riches and wisdom, and all the earth sought to Solomon. The entire earth, by the way. Hippocampus, does that mean you're... Oh, you're saying bye to the cat, I'm guessing. Anyway. Yeah, I love this. It says that all the earth went to Solomon, like, for advice. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Like, you know, the Asian countries, people, you know, Native Americans, I'm sure they were alive back then, right? I'm terrible at history, but... Native Americans go back a while, right? You know, all the indigenous peoples, they all of them of the earth. I love how it makes these statements. The entire earth looked to Solomon for wisdom, you know? The whole earth, everyone, you know, Eskimos, they all made the trek down to Solomon to ask him things. Which is extra funny once you find out what becomes of Solomon. Foreshadowing. And brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, garments, armor, spices, horses, mules, and a rate by year. So, and Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. Cat, I let you go. Now you're going to make noise, huh? All right. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchants had received linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150. God, that's annoying. What if an for every H word? An horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means. And that's the end of chapter 10. We're going to our last chapter. Ooh, chapter 11. Guess what this one, the first heading is? Solomon's foreign wives. So you know it's going to be a good one. Chapter 11 here. Oh, this is great. But King Solomon loved many a strange woman. He's getting some strange women in there. Together with the daughter of Pharaoh, the women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites of the nations. Anyway, hey, you guys. You guys on the chat there who can see me. Let's take an estimate here. Don't look ahead. Guess how many wives Solomon is about to be revealed to have. Like, roughly ballpark, how many wives do you think? And you might think I'm setting you up to be like a high number, but what is high? I don't know. So I don't know if people will be able to guess, but just we'll take a guess. That's how many wives do you think Solomon has? And this is a man of God. Like he's the only man of God, really. He's the only man who gets to talk to God. And, you know, like God apparently is endorsing him. So how many wives? So, of the nations concerning which the Lord, you asshole, you looked ahead, didn't you? Which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in them, neither shall they come in unto you. that's a guess. All right, Andrew Johnson. Oh, shit. Is that somebody's name? That's a really generic name. Who cares? Andrew Johnson. Anyway, he guessed over 9,000. That could be a little high, but I like where your head's at. And he had 700 wives. Oh, I just skipped a joke I was doing. The Bible just said, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. So he's saying, not only should you not go in unto these women, which I think means that, I would think, but they shall not come in unto you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that doesn't mean that because I don't think God would say that. But it'd be funny if he really meant like, no, they shouldn't take a strap on and like, you know, give it to you either. I know you were that was your first thought when I said you can't go in unto them. Solomon's first thought was, okay, well maybe I can, you know, have them go in unto me. And yeah, that's what I thought. Andrew Johnson. Wait, not Andrew Jackson. I don't know. I don't know anything. See. let's see. And, yeah. And so that was Solomon's first thought to get around that rule. He's like, oh, maybe they can go unto me. And God said, and they shall not go in unto you. And he's like, damn it. And he had 700. I skipped a line. Ye shall not go into them, for surely they will turn you away, your heart after their gods. So God's saying, like, if you go in unto these women, you know, they'll turn you to other gods. And but Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses. Yeah, I know. I Google everything except when I'm doing a live video podcast. That's when I don't Google things. Sorry, I'm not gonna stop the podcast for everyone. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. So if anyone had said 1,000, I would have accepted it because 700 wives plus 300 concubines. So Scuba's PV did get it on the nose, but I don't know. I'm assuming he cheated. I'm just going to assume. There's no way you guessed 700, just you know. But okay, that means he's extra dedicated to the show. Hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, as they say. Scuba's been, I'm sure he's doping. Scuba's doping. That's what he's doing. That's how he's getting these answers. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, I keep skipping, and his wives turned away his heart. So that's what happened. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wife turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. But I thought David messed up too. Didn't David totally screw things up? For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians. Well, maybe that god's hotter than this god. I don't know. Maybe he went after the hottest god. Look, God, if you'd work out a little bit, you know, get your ass to the gym, you know, like, maybe Solomon would have been more interested in you, you know, get a boob job, do something like that. But, you know, he's going after these hot gods. Because that's kind of where Solomon's head's at. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. But I'm sure that's not the name that he went by, this god. Oh yeah, I'm the abomination of Moab. That could be the Christian, Jewish bias in this book. In the hill that is before Jerusalem. And for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. Hi, I'm the abomination of the children of Ammon. Oh, hi, I'm going to worship you. And likewise, did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their god. It's really funny. 700 wives and 300 concubines. Like, because believe me, I feel some days I feel like I could do with, you know, I could use 700 wives. I would find a use for 700 wives, I'm sure. But I don't know, 300 concubines, like, man. I think what happened was Solomon got into trouble once he breached the 600 wife mark, which is really, consensus shows that 600 is kind of the number you want to be at, like 600 wives. You know, some people can do 610 wives, but that's, you know, that's pushing it a little bit. Once he got past, you know, up into the 700 mark, that's when you start to run into minor difficulties when you're at 700 wives. So what is he doing? Spending one night with each wife, and then like 3 years later comes, you know, and some concubines, and 3 years later comes back. Like, hey, I don't even remember me. I'm your husband. Let's have sex tonight. You know, like that many. Even if in your wildest dreams of what you could have use for, that's not practical. I don't know what that means. I guess just by title, you just marry a bunch of people. Maybe they do that just to make sure they have a ton of sons. All right. Whatever. Okay, so yeah. So like I said, I mean, if he had stayed modest and just gone with like 500 to 600 wives, like we all do, every day, you know, I want to have more than 500 wives, but I'm modest. I'm practical. I recognize that I can only handle around 500 women at a time. So I don't, you know, I'm prudent. That's what I am. I'm prudent. Okay. And the Lord, so God's anger against Solomon is the title of this next part. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he kept not that for which the Lord commanded. Sorry, I need some water. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes with which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, more cat, please. Yeah, where is he? Oh, he left. I think he's been a little horrified. He's in a new hiding spot. He doesn't look. The cat doesn't like the public eye. Okay, he didn't sign up for that. So, commanding concerning this thing, wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the... I already read that. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. So this is fantastic. Fantastic. Could you think of a more perfect, you know, like, arrangement? So, the Lord... Solomon got to have his 90,000 wives and stuff, and he isn't even going to... sorry, the chat's been a little funny. So he had his 90 million zillion wives, right? And he isn't even going to lose his kingdom in his own lifetime, because God says, like, hey, for the sake of David, I'm not going to make, you know, I'm not going to take it away in your lifetime, but your son's going to lose the kingdom. And Solomon must be thinking, like, God, I just got away with murder, because not only don't give a shit about my son, because I probably had 2 billion sons, 9 gajillion zillion manillion sons from all these wives. Like, I don't even lose the kingdom for this? This is awesome. Greatest thing. And you know, we aren't even... There's no afterlife at this point. Like, no afterlife has been discussed. So, why would he even care about his son? Like, I understand maybe it'd be like, when God breaks him this news, he's like, damn, I'm kind of... feel bad for my son, but I'm going to be dead in a few years, and meanwhile, I'm just banging every wife that I want, you know, concubines, all of them. Like, I'm sure he's like, ugh. Where am I? Yeah, that's it. So, howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe unto thy son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I've chosen. And then he's even giving him more things. Greatest, this guy had it so good. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab the captain of the host was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom, parentheses, for 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel until he had cut off every male in Edom, in parentheses, that Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, which gave him an house. Excuse me. Which gave him an house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tepenes, I don't know, the queen. And the sister of Tepenes, why did I have to say it again? Bible, you know I was going to struggle with that name, and you have to say it again. The sister of Tepenes, bear him Genubith, his son, whom Tepenes weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genubith was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, let me depart, that I may go mine own country. And Pharaoh said unto him, but what hast thou lacked with me, that, behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country? And he answered, nothing. Howbeit, let me go in anywise. Kind of weird. And God stirred him up. So God's just like, you know, stirring up these adversaries, I guess, so that they'll take over the country or something, the kingdom. And God stirred him up another adversary, Rezon, R-E-Z-O-N, Rezon, Rezon, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah, he gathered men unto him, and became captain over a band when David slew them of Zobah. And he went to Damascus, and dwelt therein, and reigned in Damascus. and he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did, and he abhorred Israel and reigned over Syria. This is titled Jeroboam's Rebellion. Oh, pause. Oh, shoot. My girlfriend's back. I did not know that was the case. I didn't know you were going to be back so soon. Sorry, I'm in the middle of a thing.
It's okay. I'll
be out of the way. Weird. She was supposed to be gone. I didn't know she'd be... It's already 7. Oh, okay. I guess I'm later than I thought. Sorry. Anyway, I thought I heard something. Why didn't you guys tell me? Someone's knocking at the door. Could have been a burglar about to burgle me. Well, color me burgled. Let's see. Where was I? I'm all shaken up here. Jeroboam's... yes. I could do this one from memory. Of course, everyone knows Jeroboam's rebellion. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zerida, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman. There's so many commas. So many commas. Even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Millo and repaired the breaches of the city of David, his father. And the man Jeroboam... Oh, strap in for some boring, guys. This is just the history of why Jeroboam is bent out of shape. Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass, at the time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and I will give 10 tribes to thee. Parentheses, but he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, and cat, end parentheses. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Shamash, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and judgments, as did David his father, howbeit I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes." Yeah, he meowed, the cat, because my girlfriend went in the bedroom and closed the door so that, you know, so that she wouldn't be in the way, and the cat now wants, the cat likes her better because she, you know, treats him nicely or something, you know, doesn't try to embarrass him in front of thousands of viewers. doesn't show off his fat pouch to the viewers. That's why he likes her a little better. "And unto his son I will give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light all the way before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name in there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shalt be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do what is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose," "Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt unto Shishak," that's a cool name, "Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon." Oh, just give it away that Solomon dies. God, come on. This next section is titled The Death of Solomon, so I guess he gave it away one line before we would have found that out. I wasn't sure if Solomon ever died. Maybe he's still alive today. I don't know. Just don't spoil it. Give me a spoiler alert. Go ahead. And the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he did in his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon? That's a great line. Sorry, I don't know if you guys caught that just listening to it, but it says, The Death of Solomon is the title of this. And the first line is, the rest of the acts of Solomon and all they did and all his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon? Question mark. So it's like chastising us, like, you know, like, is that the word? I don't know. For not chiding us for not knowing this already. Like, And as for the other things that Solomon did, well, they're written down somewhere else, are they not? Like, come on, guys. You know, like, we all should have read this text that, by the way, is not available because it was lost. So it's funny that a infallible book would say something like that. Like, come on, guys, don't you know about this text that was lost that no one has? Don't you, come on, you know this. You know, like, if this was divinely inspired, wouldn't they say, is this not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon that doesn't exist? Well, sorry. Well, here's what it said, because it doesn't exist anymore, because we know this. Anyway, it's funny. And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem was over 40 years. Overall, Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. That's the end of... Wait. Shit, am I one chapter short? Am I supposed to do 12? Uh-oh. Let me check. Can't remember. It's been a while. 10. Oh, 10. No. I'm supposed to do 2 to 11. So, yeah. So, to sum up, Solomon, who... I don't know if you... This is the end of our reading, by the way, so I'm just going to kind of set him up something here. If you remember, the Lord gave Solomon this incredible wisdom, this godly wisdom. Literally... Never before seen, or never since seen, it said. Wisdom never since seen. Yeah, I laugh at slept with his fathers, too. I love that. So it's weird that everyone in the end of their life commits that same foul sin. But anyway, they give him godly wisdom. The best wisdom. He's the wisest. Solomon is the wisest ever. And why couldn't he have made the very simple deduction that he probably shouldn't seek after other gods that he knows aren't real, by the way? Like, I hate this part of this book. The very idea, this book admits that God isn't real, because this very idea that God's own prophet, who he talks to, who God actually talks to, could go to these other gods who, according to this Bible, are fake. So by definition, could not be talking to him. And he's going to go follow those gods. I love that. I love that it can say that. Doesn't that just admit that they're not, that none of these gods are real? And then he just kind of is like, well, I'll just go to these gods, because whatever. What has this god done for me lately? Nothing. You know, like, it's so... I hate, every time it bothers me. But he wasn't wise enough to be able to follow the one true God and not go to these other fake gods. Uh-oh.
Oh, there's the yawn. I almost got through an episode without yawning. That's incredible.
I was just going to bring that up, believe it or not. I was just going to say I didn't yawn, and then it came. Divinely inspired. So I guess even godlike wisdom can be diverted by, you know, an incredible appetite for women. So that's the lesson here. And then again, on En el otro mano, I think, on the other hand, maybe he is the wisest person of all time because he had a billion wives and got away with it, and he knew God wasn't going to do shit to him, and he knew there was no afterlife at that point. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want, and my son will lose the kingdom. Who cares? So maybe he is the wisest person. This makes him kind of evil, I guess, or, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, I would think. And I would kind of think that the Lord God would be privy to that kind of thing. But no. All right, well, that's our reading. I hope you enjoyed the Mr. Kitty. I know I did. He's gone. He's in the other room now. But, yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for participating, you guys. Appreciate it. I'm sorry the video isn't working for everyone. I think that has to be Ustream's fault, because I'm doing the server monitor here, and it says it's good, and Hippocampus says he can watch it, and, it, you know, I don't know how it could be my fault if he can totally see it fine. So, yeah, Solomon owned God. Totally owned him. Shouldn't have given him that godlike wisdom. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Check out the Facebook. Please review me on iTunes. Really appreciate it. A lot of people have. And thank you, as usual, to those people. And, yeah, Mr. Kitty was good. I'll put in the credits Mr. Kitty as Mr. Kitty, Thomas as Thomas, and the Bible as the Bible. And that's it. And, again, if anyone knows anything and wants to get, you know, partner up with me in website design. I know it's kind of a weird request, so I'm sure no one... But if anyone is like total website guru and wants to help me set something up in exchange for whatever, I don't know. If there's any advertising revenue, share that. If there's any, like, maybe promotion. I could promote you. Something. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's anyone like that who listens to the show, but I thought I'd throw it out there because I want to keep up doing this podcast. I enjoy it, but I just don't have time to do like any good website design or that kind of thing, and which sucks. I don't know. So anyway, if get in touch with me if you feel like doing that, or if you have any of that knowledge. And I don't know why you're saying she. What's she? I don't know what that means. It's Mr. Kitty. There's no... Anyway. All right. Thanks, guys. And see you next week for the next episode.